I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. India's police continue to hunt for the culprits behind the suicide bombing in New Delhi last Monday. India's prime minister has called the attack that killed at least 13 a terror incident done by anti-national forces. So far, the investigation has revealed that the exploding car was owned by a Muslim doctor. John Podaiti from Bibles for the World says,
most of the violence, terrorism, communal violence between religions really is between the Hindus and Muslims in India.
But there's another layer. Attacks like this one in the capital city often have consequences for believers.
Even though we had nothing to do with it there in India, it seems like we are the easy target for revenge from either side.
That's because Hindus and Muslims know that Christians won't strike back. Pray for courage and gospel witness for believers who may experience backlash this month. And after a season of uncertainty, Ryan and Annabelle Coer are back where their hearts have always been, Mozambique. Ryan, a pilot with Mission Aviation Fellowship, was detained in Mozambique in November of 2022 while preparing to fly supplies for local orphanages. He was released months later. Now, Ryan says,
in October of last year, we got news that the case was closed, and that was really exciting for us. And from that point, we started to look into coming back to Mozambique and getting everything in order, all the visas. And it was several months after the case was closed, we were finally able to return here.
While MAF has made a few policy changes, the gospel work through aviation continues. Please pray for the Coers' fruitful ministry in Mozambique. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Sat7 invites you to Dare to Believe, the inspiring memoir of founder Dr. Terence Ascott. Discover powerful stories of faith under persecution and the birth of a media ministry reaching millions across the Middle East. Get your free sample chapter at the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.